The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Allowing yourself to connect to the present moment experience by beginning with relaxing the body. Checking in to areas of your body and seeing if there are places where you are holding tension. Seeing if you can soften, relax, release that tension. You might particularly check in areas where you tend to hold tension, such as your shoulders or neck. Your jaw. Your stomach and back. Your hips and buttocks. And in this process of relaxation, I also find it helpful to check in and see if there can be a relaxation inside the body, seeing if you can relax behind your eyes, relax inside your throat, relax your heart. And your lungs. Relax your stomach. Your intestines. All of your organs. And see, too, if you can relax the thinking mind, letting go of thoughts of the past, concerns of the future, and even thoughts about the present. In favor of meeting the present with awareness, with mindfulness, and in the meeting of the present moment, it's often helpful to connect with an experience that's always here in the present moment, the experience of breathing. So no need to change your breathing or do anything special with your breathing. Just see if you can recognize how your body is already breathing. How do you know that your body is breathing? Allowing your attention to rest with the sensations of breathing. To settle on the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. In connecting with this rhythm of breathing, sometimes it's helpful to incline the breathing to become more comfortable or more easeful, if there's an easy way to encourage that. If there is a comfortable experience with the breathing, allow the attention to connect with the comfortableness of it, the easefulness of the breathing. That can be a kind of a soothing aspect of the breathing that can support a settling down of the mind. The more relaxed the body and the mind are, the breathing tends to become more comfortable with that relaxation. And the mind will wander away from the breathing. When you notice that, take a moment to recognize what you have become aware of in the mindfulness returning. Some kind of thinking, most likely. Planning or remembering or judging, fantasizing, thinking, wandering, whatever it is. And it also is helpful to take a moment to check in and see how has the experience of wandering impacted your present moment experience. Has there been a little bit of tension that's crept in as the mind has wandered? If so, Take a few moments to relax that tension. Consciously relax again. And then from that place of relaxation, reconnect with the experience of breathing. It's possible in the wandering mind for the wandering to actually relax you. So if you are in a place where you're not judging the mind wandering, you can take advantage of that relaxation when you return from wandering and allow that relaxed body and mind to reconnect with the experience of breathing.